From the Farm Credit Studios, this is On the Farm Radio. Rural and agricultural news coming up next.
Spectacular sunsets. The symphony of nature's nightlife. One thing's for sure, you don't have to be a farmer to enjoy the peace and quiet of rural living. Farm Credit specializes in loans for rural property. So if you're looking for a place to hunt, fish, raise a family, or cultivate a crop, call us today at 800-919-FARM or find us at farmcreditofvirginias.com. Farm Credit is an equal housing, equal opportunity lender. NMLS number 456965.
You're listening to On the Farm Radio with Jeff Ishii.
Cooperative Extension is offering farmers in our region a few tips when it comes to negotiating a new lease for farmland. With the value of farmland increasing every year, more farmers are deciding to lease their land instead of buying it. So, when it comes to negotiating a new lease for farmland, farmers should remember three things. Number one, talk with the landowner, and talk often. A landowner should know who you are, and why you farm, and how you farm. Number two, be realistic on rates. Don't pressure your landlord to accept an unrealistic lower rate. Put yourself in their shoes. Practice the golden rule. And three, discuss stewardship of the land. Tenants who are good stewards of rental farmland, they should provide the prospective landlord with examples of their stewardship. Show the landowner that the land will be a better place with you as the tenant. More information about leasing farmland can be found at your local extension office.
Soil, the final frontier. These are the voyages of the Soil Ship Enterprise to explore soil life, to boldly grow where cover crops have never grown before. Farmer's Log, soil date 31655.4. We've come across some strange but incredibly helpful life forms. We didn't have to travel far to find them, but these organisms have proven invaluable on our trip through the solar system. They help feed us by nourishing and protecting our crops. They've built our soil structure to make it more resilient to the harsh weather we encounter. Our sensors indicate they're even helping us store carbon that plants take out of the atmosphere and put it back into the soil. Guess you can say our living and life-giving soil is the best thing to cling on to. Sorry. That's soil fleet humor.
Visit your local USDA Natural Resources Conservation Service office today and learn more about the basics and benefits of soil health. This message brought to you by USDA and this radio station.
More rural and agricultural news at the website onthefarmradio.com. Our pearl of wisdom today tells us, well, it's really good advice. Don't expect anyone else to keep your secret if you can't. That's your pearl of wisdom. You're on the farm, and I'm Ish.